Let's bring in head coach Ronnie Threet, Hillsboro's boys basketball coach. What a run they had in the state tournament. He now joins us here on Youth Connect. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
Well, how was that ride?
Oh, gosh. It was awesome. You know, we started the year, obviously, with a little tragedy and adversity when one of our seniors, you know, one of our best players got in a car accident to start the school year. And of course, he's been in a wheelchair since. And you know, to galvanize around that kid and to have some kids step up in the roles that they weren't experienced in, and to make that kind of run and to have that kind of season, you know, as a coach, I couldn't ask for any more. Just totally determined group.
Wow. What did you learn? I mean, that's, you know, coaches always are looking, how are, you know, your kids going to handle adversity? Well, I guess right. You got a firsthand look at how your kids handle adversity, huh?
Major. And the way they handled that first, I guess we started out maybe 9-0, 10-0, something like that. I knew that they were playing for a greater purpose than just themselves. And it was just a fun ride, a fun group to coach. You know, it was every night they found different ways to win basketball games and to do it the right way. So, you know, as a coach, I'm just proud to be a part of what they accomplished.
Did you guys actively talk about it? Is that something you actively talked to them? Is that something you heard them talking amongst themselves about?
Well, they wanted their warm up to have ball for Caden. Caden was the senior, that 6'6" guard that was just a tremendous kid and a tremendous player and a tremendous leader. He was everything to those guys because they were a younger group that played underneath him as soon as they got to high school, and to lose him there, they obviously wanted to honor him every time they practice, every time they played, and going back and looking over it, that's exactly what they did.
Well, Coach Matt Rigsby here, and I'm going to give you beyond the utmost credit here, not even for your state tournament run, but just the story you're telling right now tells me that you coach one through everybody, and
yes,
that young man still was an integral part of your team back to leadership. Ooh. You can be a leader on the floor, and you can be a leader off the floor. So
my goodness.
That was instilled by you and those young men as well. And I want to tell you personally, you don't need me to tell you great job, Coach, but I want to tell you personally, great job, Coach. And, also, you actually have to play basketball and not deal with things like that. So great job on the floor as well and a heck of a run.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Coach, talk about the experience of what you went through, what your week looked like.
Oh, gosh.
Or was it such a blur started, you can't?
It was just moving. But, you know, I have great kids. And like I said, we had 3 sophomores and 1 junior start. We kind of, after the accident, we were going to have 3 seniors start. And, you know, we decided to go young and see if we could develop a situation that would allow some of these young kids to be in the position they were this year over the next 2 years.
Would you hear that, Darren?
And,
that means I'm not scheduling him next year. He said he's young. So don't be calling me. Don't be calling me, Coach.
Well, yeah, like, you know, I just think that touching that floor at that age and, gosh, and having to deal with the elation as well as the disappointment, you couldn't buy that with $1 million. So I'm looking forward to a group of kids over the next couple of years that are going to benefit from just, like you said, playing 2 games, getting 2 games on that floor with a bunch of young kids is something that I've never experienced, but I'm looking forward to the byproduct of what that does to their motivation, their off season, their focus, all types of things that we can improve on. And like I said, it's just something I haven't had experience in. Most of the times that I've been down there, it's been with senior groups, and that was their last game.
Coach.
So J.P. Pegues' team would have done it as juniors and had a senior year to come back, but obviously the pandemic ruined the end of that run as well as their senior year because we weren't allowed to play until the end of February. I think they gave us 6 games that year. their senior year. So it was just a 2 years of this, seeing kids get disappointed and not being able to live out what they had dreamed and worked for. So this is going to be a new territory for me.
Well, what's not new territory is how you have built and sustained the success that you have. Now, but let me back up real quick. Who's this JP guy? Am I supposed to know him?
Hold on. When you said that name, see, on Thursday of last week, Coach, this is what a lot of people, you heard.
Including my bracket.
That was called brackets getting thrown into the trash can.
Coach, you cheated, though. There's no doubt you were not going to go against your guy.
You picked Furman, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I did. Listen, this kid has made game winners. I started him as a freshman, and I can remember distinctly, we were 0-10 before he was put into the lineup as a ninth grader, and his first game, he hits a buzzer beater against Lipscomb. Puts us in a, and then he does it again at homecoming, at home. And it was just, he just was built that way. And I told the kids, I had the team at Sam's over here at the Stone Driven Mall right before we were about to check into a hotel watching the game. And I told all of them, I said, now, if he touches that ball with the last shot to win it, it's going to hit nothing but net. And surely he does it, and we just go crazy, and the restaurant people looking at us like, what in the world are they doing rooting for Furman like that? Without really knowing, that was one of those kids' brothers. You know, JP was an integral part to showing the leadership to this group, and he's, anytime he's able to come home, he's behind that bench cheering like he's still in Hillsboro. So it was just a great, great, great experience to share with him, and him finally getting to go to a big tournament that he wasn't allowed to do as a high schooler, and to eclipse that and hit a game winner against my favorite team, UVA, which my father and brother both graduated from. So I picked them right away and had no allegiance to the Cavs after I realized that they were playing from it.
Does Dad know that? Does everybody in the family know that? Your pick?
Absolutely.
So, Coach, I got to ask one more on my end.
Yes.
You're watching the Furman game, and I watched his post game interview.
Just for people listening that don't know exactly, we all know the upset, right? The Furman, that was the first big upset of the tournament, and Furman. Yeah. This kid that we're talking about, J.P. Pegues, is that how you say his last name,
yes,
Coach?
Yes, sir.
He pops a three with about 2 seconds to go.
29, 30-footer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's him. That's what he did.
Nothing but net.
Nothing but net. He did it in sub-state. We're down one. The play was to go to the basket. He shoots a 35-footer with 1 second left. Nothing but net.
Now, where was that sub-state game, Coach?
That was at Hillsboro.
At Hillsboro. Versus who? Yes, I got to ask.
Northeast. Good Northeast team.
Yeah. Well, I watched his post game interview. Obviously, there's only one player on that floor that you're going to interview, you know, post game. Yeah. And he said he had such humility about him because I bet he mentioned 3 or 4 times how many shots he missed.
Yes.
But he also said, I'm a winner, so I just want to shoot that shot. Now, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but he had so much calmness. I mean, the kid just hit the biggest shot of his life, and he's admitting he's talking about how many shots he didn't miss.
That's him. That's how he, he texted me back, but then I know his phone crashed.
No doubt.
A little bit after we talked, but he got back with me probably as soon as that interview was over, and was still very appreciative of his experiences in high school and what we were doing in the state tournament. He took that time to deal with what was going on in the past with high school. So, you know, very appreciative of having kids. It was just amazing. I tell you, having my kids watch that and see that and be so happy for our former borough, you know, it just kind of brought everything full circle for me. And the program and and the work we put in, and I, like I said, I'm still on cloud nine about that. And it actually made dealing with the Final Four loss a lot easier.
Well, no, there's nothing wrong with a Final Four loss, Coach. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah. What?
Well, thank you.
Congrats on a very successful season. I know you wanted to go just a little bit further, but still,
yes.
Congrats on a very successful season. I would like for you to call or text Coach Rigsby in the off season and try to schedule him and just see if he if he's thought of a good excuse.
I live right around the corner from the school, so that would be a nice evening for me in terms of getting home in time.
How about he calls or texts me for pointers on how to get to the Final Four? No, how about that?
He's not going to do that.
Come on, Coach, help me out now.
A lot of luck.
Hey, that's so sports is all about, isn't it? I mean, luck is involved. Who's kidding who? Coach, really appreciate the visit. Great story. Appreciate you shedding a little insight on JP. That was fantastic to hear. And we'll catch up with you down the road. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you, guys. And thank you, Coach Rigsby, for allowing us to use the gym. And anytime that you guys want to talk, just give me a call.
Coach, I appreciate you very much, my friend.
No problem. Thank you.
That is head coach Rodney. Three Hillsboro's boys basketball coach. They went all the way to the semifinals, right, of the state tourney. They eventually lost to Memphis Overton, who went on to win